Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Good Soil Podcast, where the Word of God meets ears, minds, and hearts, and by His grace grows a great harvest. I'm Aaron Fesenmeyer, pastor of York Evangelical Free Church, right here at the crossroads of the Midwest, York, Nebraska. I'm so glad you're listening today, and we're going to be starting a journey together this fall of 2020. The city of York this year has a slogan, "What's your why?" And I believe for the church here in York, but everywhere across the world, one of our whys has always been and always needs to be to hear God's voice in His Word, and in hearing Him, to know Him and believe Him. We've been created by God to listen to Him, and He's given us a message found right here that we call the Bible. And that message proclaims from cover to cover His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is this Word of God written down that points on every page, look to Him, look to the Son of God, and receive life. And so that's what we're going to do. One of the ways that we're going to do that this fall as a church, and for those of you listening, if you're not part of our local church family, we'd love for you to come join us in person, but also want to invite you to come alongside us as we read the whole of the New Testament together this fall. And we're going to do that starting Sunday, September 13th, and going 90 days on a journey through the New Testament, reading every chapter, every verse. And this will take us up to Christmas time, Friday, December 11th. We'll be reading about an average of 3 chapters a day. And in case you're wondering, right off the bat, no, I'm not going to be doing the readings themselves on this podcast. No, at least for the fall, I'm planning by God's grace to offer hopefully helpful introductions to each book of the New Testament as we get to it on this podcast. This will give you an idea of the trajectory of each book, some key things to look, listen for, and some encouragement to keep going. Now, I recognize that many of us may not have ever done this kind of thing before, so I want to encourage you at the outset in case this seems a little daunting. The point of this is not to check off a read the New Testament box or put a notch on your holy belt. God forbid such an attitude, by the way. But to be developing an attitude and an appetite and a regular rhythm in our lives of absorbing the whole counsel of God. We eat physical food every day. And by God's abundant provision in this country, the United States, we often don't think twice about it. We need the same dailiness with God's Word. We need to be eating it every day. For as Jesus said, when He was tempted by the devil for 40 days without physical food, He responded with, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Jesus knows we need God's Word like that. So this is a commitment on your part. And you should expect or plan to carve out a small chunk of your day to do this. But there are a ton of ways to be creative about this and make it work for you. I'm just going to offer a few. Not that you have to do these. Do something else that works for you. Obviously, you can read it on your own. You could do the readings at the dinner table with your family. And if there are any teenagers listening out there, I hope there are, jump in on this, guys. This is good stuff. This is what God wants for you as well. And if there are kids listening, they can do this too. And even little ones, they can do this with a bit of help. I mean, one of the reasons we're encouraging everybody in our church to do this is so that we can, in one sense, do it together. And you can do it in a variety of ways. You could read it all in one sitting, or you can break up the readings across the day. And you can even do it in different media. I mean, I read from a book Bible. I read on a digital Bible. And by God's grace, in our day, we can get the Bible on audio. And in fact, you could do the whole day's reading, listening to it during your commute to work. So I want to make an offer. If you call York Evangelical Free Church your church home, and you need a Bible, printed version, digital, or audio, please send me an email. Send an email to info@yorkefree.com. That's info@yorkefree.com, and we'll make it happen. We'll help make it happen, okay? So this 90-day plan through the New Testament is a daily reading plan, and each day, the plan doesn't really take too long. I clocked the first day's reading actually using an audio Bible. The first day's reading from the ESV Hear the Word audio Bible at just about 10 minutes. Did you hear that? 10 minutes. I don't want to get too pragmatic about it, but it's 10 minutes. Most of us spend three times that amount on social media every day. And then we spend the rest of the day ticked off rather than taking a little time resting our souls in God through His Word. As we go through this, we're going to make other resources available. If you're a hard copy list person, we're going to have a reading plan on paper that you can follow along. We are also going to be posting the daily readings on our Facebook page, York E Free. As well, we also have our Faith Life group, York Evangelical Free Church, where on the right-hand side of the main page, you'll hopefully see an area called Group Readings, and you can follow along there. Or, because we didn't make this up, this 90-day plan, we're using it, but we didn't make it up. Sometimes it's okay not to reinvent the wheel, right? You can find this reading plan on the YouVersion app, Y-O-U-Version, YouVersion app. And there it's called The New Testament in 90 Days. And you can start it there. We'll also have a digital copy of the reading plan on our website, yorkefree.com, where you can also access the episodes of this podcast and the sermon series that we're doing in preparation for it. So I want to encourage you, jump in on this and commit to it and hear His voice. Commit to staying on top of it. But I want to encourage you with this. If you get behind, don't listen to the voice of condemnation and discouragement, but listen to the voice of encouragement that God gives to all who believe in Him, where He says, keep going. Again, the point is not to check a box, but to keep reading. It will be way more profitable for you to finish this later than you planned rather than not finish at all. And as we do this as a church, I'm going to be praying every week for you as you undertake this journey to listen to our amazing God. Hearing His voice is one of the top privileges we have as people made in His image. And He wants us to hear Him. He wants us to engage with His Word. And I want us to do that together. So, again, welcome to the Good Soil Podcast. Thank you for listening. Lord willing, I will be back in the studio before September 13th with some tips in reading and introducing the first book we'll be going through. But until then, may God reap a great harvest in our midst as His Word grows in good soil.